This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The internet is changing what it means to go to college. Online learning, as you probably heard, is the new thing. Even some of this country's most prestigious universities have been putting a growing number of their courses online. For nothing, too, for free. Millions of students from all over the world have been piling into the digital classroom. It's an experiment in worldwide teaching, you could say, that's backed by a group of professors who want to revolutionize higher education. And conveniently, there's money to be made, too. Stephen Smith from American Radio Works takes a closer look.
I'm at the headquarters of Udacity, a free online university located in California's Silicon Valley. In the command center, whiteboards are covered with inscrutable equations and color-coded action plans. There are rows of computers staffed by young people sipping energy drinks.
This pod right here is our video editing pod, where very talented video editors and producers take raw footage from our faculty members, edit it into the great content that appears on our site.
David Stavins is the president of Udacity, which calls itself a 21st century university.
Udacity is trying to make great education available to the entire world. Right now, great education is available to a few tens of thousands of people in great institutions in the U.S. and in parts of Europe and Asia and South America, but there are still millions, if not hundreds of millions of people who cannot get access to education.
Statistics is a discipline that makes you understand data.
This is the introductory video for the Udacity class Statistics 101, taught by Stanford researcher Sebastian Thrun. He's sitting behind a colorful pile of Lego building blocks. Thrun picks up a few Legos and snaps them together.
Data comes in different shapes and sizes and colors. If you are Google, these might be web pages. Or in finance, these might be stocks and bonds going up.
Udacity classes focus on science and technology. They're aimed at helping students get new jobs or move up to better positions. Udacity co-founder Sebastian Thrun says college is just too expensive for the millions of people who need higher education to find 21st century jobs. And in the modern economy, he says, workers need to constantly update their knowledge and skills while staying on the job.
So what I hope to achieve is that we change the entire educational model to make it more flexible so people can keep learning and keep learning for free as they go through life.
Just down the road from Udacity is its main competitor, Coursera. It has signed up more than 24 colleges and universities to offer many of their classes free on Coursera's website. The schools include prestigious names like Stanford, Princeton, and the University of Pennsylvania. And Coursera offers a wide range of academic subjects.
Welcome to my Coursera course, An Introduction to Operations Management.
This introductory class to world music and culture.
The course is called Think Again, How to Reason and Argue.
With a few exceptions, you don't get actual course credit from Udacity or Coursera classes. But Coursera co-founder Andrew Ng says you do get a certificate of completion.
I think the world is moving towards less formal forms of accreditation, and I think we will increasingly see students take these certificates and use them in their resumes and get better jobs.
In Trondheim, Norway, 24-year-old Ivar Erdal is studying engineering at a local university. He recently took a Stanford computer science class from Coursera.
I really wanted to go to this prestigious American universities after high school, but the tuition costs didn't really give me the opportunity to go. This Coursera model provides me this unique opportunity to also get some of that world-class education, but by free.
Now, if Udacity and Coursera are giving away classes free to millions of students, how can they stay in business? There are at least two ways to make money, says Coursera's Daphne Kohler. Classes should always be free, she says, but maybe not the proof that you successfully completed the course.
So the certification might be something that people pay a modest amount for, and when you multiply it by the numbers of people that we're talking about, can bring in a nice revenue stream.
Coursera and Udacity will also offer a kind of job referral service where each will charge a fee to connect successful students with companies that are hiring. Both Coursera and Udacity are for-profit businesses. Both have won the backing of Silicon Valley venture capitalists, like Scott Sandell with New Enterprise Associates.
We look for things that change the world, change the way people work, the way they play. You know, we like to say that we invest in really large markets that don't exist yet.
Together, Udacity and Coursera have already signed up more than a million students. Not bad for a market that didn't exist just 2 years ago. This is Stephen Smith for Marketplace.